In St. Luke's Gospel, Jesus' ministry is a long journey from Galilee to Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, of course, our Lord will meet his death, but also enter into his glory. Today's Gospel is a sequence of four different encounters Jesus has with people on his way to Jerusalem. All may have become his disciples, but were held back by seemingly legitimate concerns. St. Luke wants to highlight for us that Jesus, and not the concerns of this world, should take first priority in our lives. The first encounter is between the messengers of Jesus and the Samaritan villagers. Samaritans and Jews had been enemies for over 700 years. This hatred between Samaritans and the Jews had reached its peak in the first century in Jesus' time, primarily because the Samaritans enjoyed more political favors from the Romans than the Jews did. The Samaritans often wanted and requested a Messiah. They were waiting just like the Jews. But as soon as they learned that Jesus was a Jew and he was headed to Jerusalem, their admiration turned into opposition. The Samaritans were held back from accepting and following Jesus as their Savior by, among other things, their national pride. Patriotism and devotion to the national cause can be, of course, a good thing. But when national interest becomes the spectacle through which we see all reality, including spiritual and eternal reality, we soon lose our proper Christian perspective. Jesus is no longer first. In the next three encounters of today's gospel, Jesus is warning us about the radical demands of Christian discipleship. The three would-be disciples encountered on his journey to Jerusalem reveal to us that they do not understand the demands Christ will make of them. Neither care for oneself, care for the dead, or care for one's family, as laid out in the fourth commandment, can come before the demands of our Christian discipleship. The first volunteer claims he is willing to go wherever Jesus goes. Our Lord warns him that the animals in the wild have more security than do Jesus and his disciples. The second person is called personally by Jesus to follow him, but instead he asks to go bury his father. This seems like a very reasonable request, but Christ tells him no. The demands of proclaiming the kingdom of God take precedence over even the most sacred family duties. And the third person is eager to follow Jesus, but he wants to go back and say goodbye to his family. Jesus responds using a well-known agricultural reference. Once you put your hand to the plow, you cannot look back. This makes the furrows crooked. It's like riding a bike along the side of the road. You wouldn't dare turn around to see if cars were coming. We all know what happens. You swerve into the road. Such a person is not ready for the kingdom of God. Jesus seems harsh here, but he is only asking of his disciples and each one of us today to follow in his footsteps. Jesus's unconditional commitment to God's saving work will demand of him his life. He knows this, but the disciples do not yet understand. Our Lord does not want any of us to rush into discipleship without first knowing the significant costs and demands of discipleship. Jesus is telling us that we must make him and his mission the top priority in our lives. We are to let nothing else distract us on our journey. A simple story might help illustrate this point. A man in charge of a lighthouse along a dangerous coast was given enough oil for 1 month and was told to keep the light burning every night. The next day, a woman asked for oil so that her children could stay warm. A few days later, a farmer came. His son needed oil for a lamp so that he could read at night. 2 weeks later, a neighbor needed oil for an engine. The man saw each as a worthy request and gave some oil to satisfy each one of them. By the end of the month, however, the tank in the lighthouse was empty. That night, the beacon was dark and 3 ships crashed on the rocks. More than 100 lives were lost. The lighthouse attendant explained to the court what he had done and why. But the prosecutor replied, "You were given one task, to keep the light burning. Every other thing was secondary. You have no excuses." Putting God first is the light of faith that we as Christians are to keep burning day and night. We cannot become distracted. The lighthouse keeper and the would-be disciples in today's gospel story found themselves conflicted. In such cases, we must say no to a good thing in order to say yes to the one necessary thing, fidelity to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our one true inheritance. These stories show us that to truly follow Christ, as he calls us to in today's gospel, is to follow him without reservation or condition. How often do we find ourselves in the same situation as the well-meaning but mistaken people in Luke's gospel? When we say, "I will follow Christ, but only under these conditions," or "I can keep a nice balance between my old secular life and what Christ asks us to do." Jesus will not accept being second place in our lives. He will be first or nothing. It is all for Jesus or nothing at all. In today's world, a powerful minority is demanding that we adapt our Catholic faith to their ideology. We are supposed to embrace a new definition of marriage and teach this to our children. We are told we must believe abortion and contraception are rights and even pay others to receive them. They are demanding we leave our Catholic faith at home or here at church, but not in the public square. What do you think Christ would say? Faced with a similar demand, the apostles said, "We must obey God rather than man." We cannot become distracted. Following Christ demands a radical new order in our lives. The way we think, the way we act, the whole way we live. We must orient our entire life to Jesus Christ. If we make Christ the unambiguous center of our lives, every other part of our lives will fall into place around him. Anything that threatens to move God from the very center of our lives is a temptation or an idol and must be wholeheartedly rejected. Our goal should never be to fit God into our lives. Rather, we must fit our lives around Jesus and his plan for us. St. Paul in today's second reading tells us we must live according to the Spirit, that is, loving God and our neighbor, assisted by God's grace. We are not to live according to the flesh, selfishly using others for our own gain. Where was Jesus headed when he encountered the would-be disciples in today's gospel? He was going to Jerusalem to die on the cross for the glory of God and for our salvation. Fidelity to our Catholic faith has a price, but if we are faithful, we are also promised eternal life. Let us pray today that we might be given the courage and grace to always put Christ first, allowing our whole lives to be a beacon of light, faithfully drawing others safely home to Christ and his church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us stand.